This is like, we're talking through this because we just literally finished up 15 minutes ago typing this down on a marketing piece. I just sent it off to Mallory and you kind of for like approval, thinking, okay, how does this sound? Are we going to get in trouble? Kind of like what I always tell my accountant, as long as it's okay, I don't end up in jail. I'm very happy here.
Yeah, so, that's a good goal.
So the big question is this. How are leaders like you that recognize people and technology are the backbone of the company they're building continue to make progress when they have no clear idea on how to develop individuals and utilize technology in a way that helps them remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. This is Tom and Michaela, and welcome to the Heart and Hustle Podcast. Welcome to episode number 60. Cue the streamers and the balloons. Whoopee! And Miss Michaela just came inside. She was outside checking. She saw that something was dripping.
Yeah, our little water pump out there was dripping.
It was.
Yeah.
It's always something on this acreage.
I know.
Yeah, we're sitting having dinner the other night, and she's like, what's that dripping sound? I was like, I don't hear anything. And she spins around, and like, I don't know, probably 50 feet out the window, there's this, you know, old farm pump outside, you know, whatever it is. And you know, you typical red handled, we'll get a picture of it. And it's just out there like dripping, and she can hear it from like 50 yards away, it feels like.
I'm not sure why I could hear it, but it was definitely dripping, and anyways, it was dripping again tonight.
It was. Anyways, well, here we are, number 60.
Yeah. I can't believe it's 60.
I can't believe either. It's been a marathon.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yes. But anyways, speaking of marathons, this past week, I kind of want to talk about it a little bit. You mentioned it prior. We kind of just finishing up tonight, but this Monday, tomorrow, and officially going to announce to the team kind of our wellness initiative that we're launching with the company, kind of on the back of our 4-day work week.
Yeah.
So
lots of benefits for lots employees, which is good.
Lots of benefits, lots of changes, and lots of good things, I think.
I think so. I hope so. I hope others feel that way.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think I'm pretty positive about it, I think. I'm just hoping that there's like participation in it. Like,
well, see, a part of me is just eating my words absolutely right now, because I was talking to a client and they're like super excited about, you know, starting this initiative. At some point, their big project was going to be a wellness program for the company. And I think I crushed your dreams a little bit. Why? And I feel bad now, because they typically do not work very well.
No.
They typically do not.
Why? Is it low participation?
Participation, low engagement, but it's not very often teamed with the type of incentives that we are giving people. And so
really?
I think.
So you mean like most. Okay. So that's news to me.
Oh yeah.
So what we're doing is not normal.
No.
Oh.
No. I told you that because we were talking about compliance and regulations and discrimination and ADA issues. And we were talking about pitfalls of our wellness program
and I get that, incentives.
But I'm like, yeah, we're doing things a little bit different. We're doing things not the way most people do them. So,
well, that's normal for us, I guess, but
it's normal for us.
But I mean, you know, from a wellness perspective, from my aspect of it, like if you truly want people to do something, if you want to motivate people, there has to be a reason to be motivated. And not to say money is not always the top tier. It never is, but you have to give reason. You can't just say, hey, we're going to have a wellness initiative.
Some companies give certain benefits, like they'll give a certain percentage off their premiums, their health insurance premiums for participating, or they'll, you know, have healthy dinner once a month or something like that. Yeah. I mean, companies do things for wellness programs and initiatives, but it's typically not enough to make somebody change their behavior.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's also scaled too. I think there's individuals that have certain behaviors where they're just not going to change, period.
Right. Sure.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
for the ones who are and who are trying and you know, taking initiative and engaging and having fun with the process.
But let's talk through what we're going to do, because I mean, this is like hot off the press. This is The old Batman, hot off the press. This is like we're talking through this because we just literally finished up 15 minutes ago typing this down on a marketing piece. I just sent it off to Mallory and you kind of for like approval, thinking, okay, how does this sound? Are we going to get in trouble? Kind of like what I always tell my accountant, as long as it's okay, I don't end up in jail. I'm very happy here.
Yeah, so, that's a good goal.
So like how we've defined wellness instead of our company is based on three different components. The first one, which is near and dear to my heart, which I'm going to save for last.
Okay.
But we're going to talk about the first two. Then we'll hit the first, I guess, the third one. Okay. But we're going to base it on the first category, physical health. Like how physically active are we? Are we hitting our steps? Are we hitting our outdoor time, our walking time, nature, or whatever it is? Are we getting our exercise in?
Are we eating our vegetables?
Yeah. Are we eating our vegetables or level three vegetables?
Level three.
You know, broccoli, cauliflower for those that are, you know, on the level platform. Level three.
What's corn? Level one.
Exactly.
You can handle corn?
Corn. I can handle corn. I didn't have corn yesterday.
But not Brussels sprouts. Yeah, that's exactly. A level three.
Brussels sprouts are definitely level five.
Oh, I didn't even know it went to level five.
So anyways, but yeah, your physical health. And then obviously very much important is your mental health, your mental well-being. Yeah, and
mental and emotional.
And how do you fit in there? And then how do you encourage people, friends, employees, staff, mm-hmm. and how do you talk about your mental and emotional health in such a way where it's comfortable? And such a way where you encourage it as an employer and you recognize that it is something that's very important. Mm-hmm. And then how do you track it to make sure that people are getting their steps in, they're getting their emotional and their mental health, they're kind of keeping it in check as good as what they can keep it in check without you as an employer getting too much involved.
Yeah,
crossing those privacy boundaries. Like, how do you kind of do that?
Yeah.
So, and then the third one, the most passion to me is the smoking thing and or the vaping thing or anything of smoking and vaping.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, smoking, vaping, tobacco, all of them.
Anything.
Yep.
Absolutely anything. Mm-hmm. So for us, when we built our program, we had three different sections. We had smoking, we had smoking, vaping, we had mental health, and we had our physical health. Mm-hmm. And, but yeah, we're putting dollars towards it. So each of the categories has real dollars to it. Mm-hmm. And when individuals are participating inside of our Soarin Wellness Initiative, you have to be present or be registered for two of at least the three programs.
Right.
So whether it's the no smoking and the mental health and the physical health and the no smoking, whatever it is, two of the three.
Right.
To be qualified for any of the benefits of.
And to get the max benefits.
And to get the max benefit, obviously,
you're
at the university for all three.
And meeting those goals.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But yeah, we're throwing, you know, a couple to $3,000 a year benefits at that. I mean, we're kind of putting our money where our mouth is. We're that serious about it.
I think it'll be fun. I hope that people engage and I hope people have a good time with it. I hope they enjoy it. I hope they see benefits from it.
I think so too.
And I hope our team grows from it.
I think we're going to have to add another bathroom. The water challenge.
The water challenge is going to kill everybody.
64 ounces of water.
There'll be a line at the bathroom.
I know. 64 ounces of water a day. I mean, you and I tried this for like a month.
No, we tried a gallon.
Oh, we tried a gallon?
That's
128
difficult.
Gallons. Yeah. Okay.
That was difficult.
That was twice the amount. We had a hard time.
Yeah.
We about floated away.
Yeah, I had, it was up to my eyeballs. I was like, I cannot drink anymore.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
I think we can do 64 ounces.
Oh, yeah.
But then how do we track this? Like, in my mind, in my, you know, weird, secretive, like, mind, like, how am I going to track this? Like, am I going to see, if I don't see Nate, for example, drinking his water all day, but yet he's hitting that button, like, he accomplished that task. I'm going to have to buy him a water bottle.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
No.
But we
you're
are.
You're already buying them like
we
fitness
are.
Trackers.
We're buying, for those that don't have fitness trackers on our staff, we're buying them fitness trackers. We're getting them geared up for that. If they don't have an Apple Watch, I guess I have mine on, but if they don't have Garmin's or whatever it is, we're getting them fitness trackers. If they don't have a...
But part of the reason for that is because all of those fitness, a lot of the fitness trackers out there sync in with our platform
that
we're using. Yeah.
You move. Y-U-M-U-U-V. So they all sync up. So when everybody registers, they sync up the steps. And it's somewhat private.
Your stuff is private.
Yeah, it's definitely private, but you can kind of have leaderboards, scoreboards. It's kind of gamified. So it's kind of nice.
Yeah. So I'm excited about it. I hope people have fun with it. And I hope it motivates me a little bit to get my butt out of the chair and moving and
I do too.
All that stuff.
My only issue is that we do have a couple individuals on our staff that, I mean, the amount of steps that most of us get in, like myself, like if the goal is to, you know, get 20 miles of outdoor walking a month, which sounds like a lot to some, you know, but at the end of the day, it's not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. We have some people on our staff that just will say, bluh. I get that in the morning before breakfast.
Right.
we got some major endurance people on our staff. So it's like, how are we going to compete? Like, we're never going to get these two individuals off the leaderboard. They're always going to be number one. Like, it's going to be one of those things, like, I'm always going to feel defeated. They're always going to be up there.
We can do it.
I know we can do it.
We probably can't do it, but that's okay. We can inch our way up there.
I know we can. We just have to figure out something that they can't do that we can do. You know what we can do? Like with one of them, who can eat the most beef in 1 hour?
that is so not
guaranteed.
Right. They're gonna like plummet off the mental and emotional. Like,
that's right.
Yeah,
their
that's
mental wellness
okay.
check is gonna go down, and he's gonna be like.
Yeah, can't do that.
We'll be number one. Actually, Audrey, our daughter, she'll be number one. I think she's going to be competing this challenge too for a little while.
She probably will.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think it'll be good for her.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I think it'll be fun.
I think it'll
be fun. We'll see if people, I might eat my words and change my mind about wellness programs, but we'll see.
Yeah. I think as long as they're done in the spirit of the organization and having fun and being engaging. I don't think they're going to work if you feel that you just have to do it to kind of check that checkbox.
It's just one more thing to put on their to-do list. They're not going to want to do it.
Yeah. I was updating our like Soaring Group, not our benefits, but just kind of the marketing piece of everything outside of just your normal job. Like, of course, every company has it's like, this is how much you're paid to do your work, but then they have everything else.
Right.
You know, your days off. Like, we rolled out the 4-day work week. That's been going on for, you know, at least we're kind of in our second week now.
This will be our second week.
We've always had self-managed time off. We've had a tremendous amount of healthcare benefits and, you know, cell phone, internet stipend stuff. We've had referral type bonuses for employees as well as new customers. And, you know, we've had anywhere between $9,000 and probably $10,000 in additional income for any employee inside of our company on top of their salaries, plus, you know, 10% of their quarterly earnings as bonuses for job well done for the quarter. Now we're just kind of adding to that. Mm-hmm. So now let's just get to some serious money here of what we're doing. And we're talking about this over dinner a little bit of thinking, like, what other company, like even our size, is actively doing this?
Not
too and there's many. Not a lot, and not actively doing it, but doing it because you honestly want to. Like, we're doing it out of because we
want what's best for our employees. We want them to be happy and healthy and well-rounded individuals and thriving in their personal life and thriving in their career. Yeah. Because if you're not, I mean, I know we don't like necessarily agree with the whole work-life balance thing, but I do know that
one step back. It's not that we don't agree with it. We don't agree with it on how it's typically stated.
Right.
I think for every individual, work-life balance is different for each and every person. What it means to me is not what it means to you. What it means to you doesn't what it means to somebody else.
Well, the way it's spoken about these days is I'll work my 8 to 5 and that's it. And anything outside of that is my time.
That's correct.
And unfortunately, we still, many, 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 many industries don't necessarily work that way. And, but I do agree with the fact that if there's one area in your life that's jacked up, it's going to affect your work life or if your work life is jacked up, it's going to affect your personal life. And so when we talk about work-life balance in that aspect, I think that's really important. And that's one of the things that we are trying to help with, just making people happy and well and well-rounded and successful in every area of their life.
But it doesn't mean that it should all be just be given away either.
No, no.
And that's why I love challenges. Mm-hmm. That's why I love it, so people have to kind of work for it.
Right. I mean, it does nothing to just keep handing people money.
No.
Because then there's an expectation, and there's a, it doesn't matter what I do, you're going to give it to me anyway, so I'll just do the bare minimum and just keep doing what I do. That's not reality. Yeah. That's not life.
Well, then what we said, like, when we have our team meetings for the past year, maybe, I don't know, we kind of go around the room and we have these awkward like icebreakers, like it's just awkwardness. Like,
it's not awkward until it becomes repetitive, and then it doesn't mean anything to anybody. And one of the things we do at the beginning of each meeting is just talk about one good thing that happened during the week.
Yeah, what's like one professional and personal good thing that's happened to you? It's like, okay,
yeah. Well, the weather's about to change, so that's good. Or I didn't blow anything up today. Yeah. That's good. So it just, yeah.
Yeah. And then when you have like two or three of those meetings a week, or sometimes a day, you don't want to kind of reuse that content.
Yeah.
So, and then people have already heard it before. So now it gets kind of weird. But now, kind of going back at the beginning of this podcast, I kind of put my devious horns up a little bit, and I start to think about this a little bit, and I know that Nate said that he listened to a mental and emotional podcast this week. And without getting into detail, I can say, hey, Nate, how was your podcast last week? Tell me what you learned.
Okay. See, there's the difference between you and me, because you think that that's being devious and like checking in on people. And I'm saying that's engagement.
It
like,
is engagement.
What have you been up to? What did you learn in your podcast this week? Tell us about what you're doing. Yeah.
But you also want to be able to check, you know, are people cheating the system? Because this wellness challenge is, for the most part, with some minor exceptions, and on your honor system.
Yeah, we don't want people lying to us.
We don't want anybody lying to us. Yeah. But if people said they're drinking 64 ounces of water, they're going to smash that button every day saying they hit the 64 ounce mark. Maybe they only drank 63 ounces of water. We have no proof of that. There is no red light that goes off.
No, there's not.
But maybe they listened. They're supposed to listen to an hour podcast a week. But maybe they listened to 32 minutes because they got disrupted. Well, I'd like to listen to something. I'll tell you what I listen to.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I think the engagement in those meetings will be a lot different.
I think so too.
So,
I hope so.
A lot
I'm
more
looking
fun.
Forward to that.
Yeah. You too.
So,
I don't know.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. We'll report back in some
Do you
months.
Think you can roll this out to other organizations that you work with?
Yeah. For sure.
Do you think they'll take it though? Do you think they'll take it with financial incentives to people, or do you think that they would be, nah, we're not going to do that?
I think some of them might. A lot would be a little bit hesitant.
Yeah, me too.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of employers who are just really trying to get basic benefits out to their employees, plus pay what their employees want paid. And so it depends on the organization.
Yeah. I don't think wellness benefits and stuff that we're doing should be in lieu of pay. But on the flip hand side, you know, I don't know. That's a tough conversation. I don't think I should go there on this podcast.
Yeah, probably not. And that's the thing, like ours is not, it's not in lieu of pay.
No.
We're paying people what they're worth and what they've deserved and what they earned and, you know, cost of living increases and all that. Plus this. And if they don't have to participate, they don't have to. If they don't want to participate, they don't have to.
But I think it's also very important too that we recognize this, and other people that are thinking about putting wellness plans together must recognize this, that they have individuals that, you know, they're going to have to make exceptions for those that can't participate.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's potentially ADA issues. I mean, I know we're going to run into them for sure. So we'll have to cross that bridge when it comes.
Yep. And that's okay.
Yep.
So anyways, what are you guys' thoughts? Do you have a wellness program? Do you think ours sucks? Do you think that we're going down the wrong path?
I don't think so, but we'll find out.
I don't know.
We'll report back.
Report back. McKenna, let's do your investigative journeys again. Let's get a grab a couple folks here and investigate them. Not investigate them, but kind of get the comments of our wellness program here, our initiatives. And
what do our employees think?
Yeah, what do our employees think of this wellness initiative?
Let me get my 64 ounces of water in.
So, what do you think of the wellness program?
I'm working, man.
It's quick. Just, you know, what are your thoughts? Are you excited for it?
I honestly think there's probably a lot of things like drinking more water and walking more.
As he's drinking a Sunkist.
Hey, I've already drank 36. I'm in second place. Okay, I'm doing okay.
Who's in
today.
First? Who's That's in first,
like your
Devin?
Whole task here.
Who's in
That's
first?
Your whole task here.
It's That's me.
I feel
I'm
like
in first.
You deliberately drink more water just so you can come on. To do this interview and then just
I'm in it to win it. I don't know what you're talking
trash
about.
Everybody, just because you're drinking more water.
Well, obviously, that's the point.
That is not fair. That is not fair at all.
It's not as fun without trash talk. So, all right. Anything else? Sorry, I feel like I kind of interrupted you.
That's all right. We'll figure it out.
Are you excited?
I am. To drink more water, get healthier, be active. I'm actually just really excited for summer.
Has nothing to do with this whatsoever.
That's also going to lead to wellness.
And like walks and
exactly,
stuff?
Exactly. Actually makes going outside doable, pretty much. Livable.
All right. Yeah. Anything else?
Nope. I think that should be good.
All right. You can get back to work.
Thanks.
Because he's working so hard right now.
Particularly Mr. Phil. Let's see if you can't get him on camera. Probably blur them out, you know?
Yeah. We'll see.
All right. We'll see you guys later. Bye.